You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade, or at least grab an extra latte. After getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
The show and a good Monday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. It's 7:08 in the p.m. in case you didn't know. Only with you for an hour tonight because at 8 o'clock we are going to do what, Longoria?
Replay the debate.
We are going to replay the GOP debate or the Democrat?
Both of them.
Both of the debates will be played at 8 p.m. here.
8 to 10.
On your official politics station. I just made that up. WSB
like
Radio,
it.
The official politics station.
Yeah. I think we're doing Democrats first and then Republicans.
All right, so 8 to 9, in case you were busy and didn't get to see the debates or listen to the debates, you get to hear them here. So I have graciously donated an hour of my show because we're the official politics station to replay the debates. And I was generous enough to take tomorrow off to donate my time.
Oh.
No, that's Wednesday.
Oh.
So we can Eric Erickson can do our primary coverage.
I like how you think you getting out of work is you donating. Your
I donated my time. I'm still getting paid, but I donated my time. And then Wednesday, you're right.
I wish I could donate my time and get out of work.
I'm going to Hamilton. You're half day anyway. You donate half
your
time.
That's not the
anyway.
Point. I'm trying to get out of no days.
Anyway, Mark Arum, Longo, and Low T with you tonight.
Low
we
T.
are just going to do a quick movie Monday because that is our want. But real quick, how was everybody's weekend? Chuck, good weekend.
Yeah, I don't remember what I did, but I'm sure it was good.
That's good. Well, I mean, you got a newborn, so I'm sure it's a blur.
Dude, it is exhausting.
Yeah.
It is a blur.
It's really hard for me to remember what I did day to day.
I can relate.
All the time.
I have two dogs. I can totally relate to what you must be
going. I know what we did. Well, we went up to Table in Maine, and Erickson busted out a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle 15-year.
No kidding.
And there was 10 of us that got invited, and we got to sit around and enjoy that for the afternoon.
I need to hear the guest list of this. Special event.
I don't know a single person there other than Eric and his guy that runs the website.
And your wife?
No, she didn't go.
Oh, it's just you?
Yeah, it was just a bunch of dudes.
The guy that runs The Revenant.
Yep.
Erickson.
And then a bunch of guys I never met before.
Pappy, I've always wanted to try that.
Oh, Joel from Monday Night Brewing was there. I do know him.
Joel!
Yeah.
Love Joel.
Yeah, Joel from Monday Night Brewing.
What's Pappy? Is it?
It's like a bourbon, right?
Oh,
it's a very good bourbon, yes.
And they make it in a small, it's like small quantity.
It's very hard to get.
Yeah. I'm not even a big bourbon guy, but I want to try it.
I'm
a Scotch guy.
Yeah. Are you a Scotch guy?
I am a Scotch guy.
Yeah, I'm not.
Bourbon's too sweet for me.
I hate Scotch.
Really?
Yeah.
Bring it my way, Longo. How was your weekend?
It was okay.
You obviously didn't drink Scotch.
No, I didn't. No. Same old.
More bourbon.
Nothing. Swim class, church, garden.
You're an all-American family.
That's all I do.
All-American Eskimo family right there.
Adjusting to the climate.
Yeah,
exactly.
Adjusting to the climate.
I had a great weekend, but I had two food...
mishaps?
Yeah, I guess we call them mishaps. So Friday night, I woke up at like 8 p.m. Friday we did a tape show, and I was starving. And I went on Uber Eats, and there was nothing really I wanted there. And the fee was raised. Usually it's like $3, but if they're slammed, it could be like up to $10 for delivery. I'm like, I'm not paying that. So I went to one of the other services. I'm not going to say what service it was. I've had my issues with this other service, food delivery service. But they had a Mexican restaurant there that I liked. So I was like, boom, chicken and shrimp fajitas. Let's go. Ordered them. Guy calls me. He's like, hey, I'm at the restaurant. They didn't even start your order yet. It was like an hour after I ordered. I was like, what?
Wow.
He's like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, it's your call, man. If you want to wait, I mean, it doesn't take that long to make fajitas. I'm like, if you want to wait and get it, that's great. If you want to bounce, that's fine. He goes, all right, I'll wait. So he brings them back to my place. I'm eating them, and they're really good fajitas. I like this place a lot. And I take a bite, and I bite into something hard. I'm like, oh, maybe a chicken bone from the chicken, whatever. I take it out. It's a half-inch shard of glass.
What?
Yeah, like this big.
Oh.
And I'm like, what the heck?
Oh, that's not good.
Like, I check my mouth to see if I'm bleeding. Yeah. Or I'm like, luckily nothing was good. I couldn't eat. I mean, I was like a quarter of the way. Quarter of the way in. My Bosco was so mad because I threw the rest of the food away. She's looking at me like, are you crazy? She's like, I could eat half of that stuff. What are you doing? So what do I do at that point? That's why I'm bringing this up. And I'm not telling the name of the restaurant. But food, like, it was delivered to my house from this food delivery service from the restaurant. What should I do at that point?
I would have called the restaurant.
That's tough. I don't know if you'd have cut yourself or gotten injured.
Yeah, that's a different story. That's a different story.
Yes, but you didn't, and I mean, obviously, it was not done on purpose.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, at best, you'd call and be like, "Hey, just to give you guys a heads up, yeah. This is what happened, and I found this. You know, just make sure that there's not." Something
that's what I didn't do that. I should have called them right away.
Because, you know, like, if it fell into yours,
maybe someone else.
Somebody else might have gotten it as well.
But I don't even know. But because it was fajitas, so I don't even know what it was in. Because you mix it all this, you put all the stuff in the tortilla.
Yeah.
So it could have been the rice. It could have been the beans. It could have been the chicken. It could have been the guac. I mean, it could have been anything that I put in there. So I couldn't even narrow it down. So I didn't do anything. What's that?
Was it like a clear?
Yeah, I got a picture of it.
Man, I would have called them in a second.
I probably would have called.
I'd have gotten a free meal out of that.
I'll tweet out a picture of it. Anyway, I didn't do anything. I was mad, obviously.
I'd be more mad that I couldn't finish the rest of my meal.
So I went in and ate a half gallon of ice cream out of the freezer until I was full. I ate ice cream.
And I've called for less things than glass.
I know, but it's
you gave me the wrong order. I call them back.
It's so weird. I didn't know what to do.
Really? Here's my name. Yeah.
I'm too lazy. I'm like, whatever. Yeah. It's food.
That's what I said.
I'm way too lazy.
I said, you know what? I'll stop by Monday. And I didn't stop by today.
Yeah,
so
I make them
write
my name down, give me a free meal.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy.
Well,
like, I should be reimbursed for my meal for sure. But you're right. I didn't. I should have called. In hindsight, I should have called right then and said, hey, there's glass in your ish. You might want to straighten stuff up.
Maybe that's why it took an hour. They were cleaning up something.
Yeah, exactly.
Chandelier
broke.
But think about that, though. That very well could have been. Maybe there was a kitchen mishap, and it put everything behind.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, maybe that's where it came from. Right. I don't know.
I'll handle it.
Very special.
I'll handle it off to you. I didn't want, you know, it happens. Stuff like that happens. But scared the crap out of me. I was like, oh, chicken bone. Oh, my God, glass. Like this long. I'll tweet a picture
of
that.
That's a big piece.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Well,
anyway.
I guess you'd rather be big than a little small piece that you wouldn't have seen.
Well,
yeah,
you may have swallowed it, and then that could have been worse.
So I'm going to sleep that night, and I'm like, in my head, I got eternal bleeding right now.
Yeah, that's what
I ate a half
thought.
Pound of glass or
just
something.
Just slicing its
exactly,
way through your intestines.
Exactly. So I got a great time at a restaurant on Saturday, but the worst waiter I've ever had in my life.
Is that the one with the lobster, the big old
lobster?
Worst waiter?
He was the worst. I mean, nice guy, but
bad at his job.
Just freaking awful.
Oh no!
Just, and I'm a very patient dude, and I was patient throughout. You know, forgot our drinks, had to ask for bread three times, forgot our order.
Forgot your order.
Yeah, no, he came back. He's like, "What did you guys want again?" And I was like, "Jeez, Louise." And I mean, he was really a nice guy, but
was he just in the weeds or something?
One of his tables walked out on him.
Oh.
He's like, "I don't know. They just left." I'm like, "I have an idea why they left."
Idea why?
I got a funny idea. So anyway, the first one of the things we order these cups of clam chowder.
Yeah.
And he brings out two. One of them's filled to the brim, and one of them's got like a quarter in it. And I'm like, and he puts the little one in front of me. I look at Maya, I'm like, this is no, come on. Even these up. Let's pour these. Let's make it two half cups at least. And then we order clams on the half shell that automatically come with horseradish sauce,
right.
The cocktail sauce. Doesn't have them. I got to ask for that. Got to ask for bread three times. Got to ask for our drinks again. And then we split this big 2.5 pound stuffed lobster, and they bring a little butter thing, like a little drawn butter.
Just a little tiny
A little one.
One.
Like literally one shrimp would top it up.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, can we get another one of these? Like, I'm going to, yeah, sure, no problem. Never shows up.
See, I would be more inclined to pull a manager over and tell them your experience, hoping that guy either got disciplined or fired.
That's the thing. After one table walked out on him, I'm like, if I say anything, this dude's jobless in 6 minutes.
So?
I felt bad.
Yeah, that's not your problem.
Now, see, I'm with Andrew on this one. Like, I would.
The Universe will sort itself out. He's not going to have a job long there.
No, probably not.
He was really nice guy. He wasn't like being a. He's just a horrible waiter.
Yeah, there's some people that just can't do wait tables. I know I can't wait tables.
It's a tough job.
Try.
I've done
it.
To
remember all that and bounce around.
Yeah, it's a tough job. But oh, and then he picks up. So the clams on the half shell come on a tray of ice.
Please tell me you spilled it.
He did. He picks it up. Apparently, it might have been his first day because, you know, when you're picking up a tray with ice on it, you have to pick it up very carefully straight up. He, like, tilts it, and the water goes whoosh, all over the table like the clam water. I'm like, oh, geez, Louise. And he takes my napkin to wipe it off. I'm like, what the?
Dude, yeah. That's worse than the glass.
Yeah, yeah, you look like you were at a nice restaurant.
It was very nice, the clam chowder.
How much did you tip him?
I'm a huge over-tipper.
Yeah, I know you are.
Huge over-tipper. I tipped him 18%, which is the lowest I will ever tip.
I haven't even done that.
I know, but it was going to be his last day.
I have a rule. I'd start taking off dollars. Like, if you start messing up, I start with an amount and take it off.
But it was so bad that I didn't even want dessert.
Wow, like, that is bad.
He's like, comes back, you want dessert? I'm like, no. No.
I'm out. Just
get us out of here. I was like, you don't want dessert, really? I'm like, you kidding me? Who knows what's going to happen if this guy
brings it? Be there
for
another 45
minutes. Exactly
right.
Like, let's just get out of here while we're still alive. So that was my food weekend in recap. All right, we've already eaten up the first segment of Movie Monday. This is what we're doing on a Movie Monday. The Royal Wedding this weekend. I'm assuming neither of you watched it.
No.
I was forced, but not really.
I saw highlights. Listen, she's pretty. He seems like a cool dude. It's tradition. It's not my cup of tea, English tea. But I mean, people love it. What got me so angry though was people's anger toward people that were loving it.
Like, yeah, I don't understand that.
You got on social media and people were like, "How can you SOBs even care about this?" Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, "Stop stealing people's joy, man. If something brings someone some joy, let them enjoy it. Why you gotta pee on them?
Especially for a day.
Yeah, literally.
It lasted a day.
Like, people are having parties and making little sandwiches. Like, let them enjoy it. That's what it got me so mad that social media people were like, "You stupid people, this is all you care about." It's like, come, let them enjoy 6 hours of their life.
Some of the funniest videos online were women getting together at 6 o'clock in the morning,
exactly,
making little sing, you know what I mean? And drinking while they're watching the thing. I just
couldn't believe people were throwing shade at the, I mean, let them enjoy. Like, if that makes you happy, then it makes you happy. So in honor of the royal wedding, I thought about the movie Wedding Crashers, which I watched over the weekend again, which is so dang funny. This is all we're talking about Movie Monday because we don't have much time. Who are the best current comedic actors and actresses?
Okay.
Like the two guys in Wedding Crashers.
Vince Vaughn
and the Wilson.
Owen
Wilson. Are they the best comedic actors right now?
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's what we'll discuss. And who are the best comedic actors or actresses of all time? Very simple. Quick Movie Monday. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. Best comedic actors and actresses now and of all time. It's Movie Monday. Longo's playing a movie soundtrack. At the end of the show, you guess the soundtrack, you won the WSB prize pack. We'll come back with your calls. 404-872-0750. It's Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show.
Skies of blue.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back, Movie Monday. Best comedic actors now and of all time, 404-872-0750. Pepper joins us in Doraville. Pepper, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, Mark. But look, the thing about that glass, I know you're talking about the wedding and all that, and it was a magnificent affair, but the bottom line is, let's just make one last comment about the glass, and then tomorrow you can make the whole show about what you did about it, because I've been in food service. You remember me, Papa John's, 25 years up the hill.
Oh, yeah, brother. Oh, yeah.
Your Uber driver. But, you're doing a disservice to the restaurant and the other customers, because the bottom line is, if there was one piece of glass, there could be others. Maybe something broke.
You're absolutely right. I should have done it.
Well, listen, you still can, because you can call and just tell them, say, look, I'm just doing this service to the restaurant. If I don't want anything for it.
Exactly.
And let us know what happens on your show tomorrow or Wednesday, because that'll be your whole 2 hours.
There you go. Well, again, in hindsight, I should have done that, Pepper. But it had never happened to me before. I didn't know what to do, and I didn't want to be like that guy complaining. But you're right. I mean, in hindsight, I definitely should have called and said, "Hey, there's glass in the fajitas." Ray's in Acworth. Ray, welcome to the program.
Hey, two guys that crack me up right now: Dwayne the Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart.
That's a pretty good combo. I don't think I've seen any of the two movies that, or any of the movies that those two are in together, though.
Well, CIA, I found you to watch one of them and drink coffee or soda at the same time and not spit it out.
you said you've seen them, Chuck?
Yeah, the Central Intelligence, a CIA movie.
It's good stuff.
It's funny. It's campy, but they're funny. I didn't mind them at all.
They are they're the hottest like comedic duo now.
I don't care what anybody says. I watched Jumanji. That movie was fantastic.
Really?
I'll get in trouble. I've got, you know, but I thought it was great.
Good. I didn't even see the original Jumanji yet, so I'm two Jumanjis behind.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back after news, weather, and traffic on a movie Monday honoring Wedding Crashers, Vince Vaughn and the other guy.
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson. Are they the best comedic actors now? Who are the best comedic actors now and of all time? 404-872-0750. It's the Mark Arum Show. That will not
die. This is Mark Maron from WTF. You're listening to The Mark Arum Show. Enjoy. It's so good to be born in America, where all men are free. It's so good to be born in America, all the home of the red, the white, and the blue.
Welcome back to the show, 7:27:26 in front of 8 o'clock. Mark Arum at your beck and call till 8 tonight. And then we'll replay the gubernatorial debates here from 8 to 9 on WSB. Longo, Low T with me. I tweeted out a picture and posted a picture of the glass on my Facebook page.
That was terrifying.
Yeah, I do remember, actually. I tweeted at the restaurant on Friday. So
now anybody can go look up?
No, I deleted the tweet.
Okay.
I don't want anyone, because I don't want to, I mean.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but they never got back to me. So, yeah, I should have called them that day. I hope no one else got cut.
Live and learn.
I'll feel really bad if someone else ate glass at this place.
Yeah, I know.
404-872-0750-1-800-WSB-TALK. Movie Monday, in honor of the royal wedding, we're talking Wedding Crashers, Owen Wilson, and
Vince Vaughn.
Why do I keep forgetting these guys' names?
I don't know. You keep forgetting Owen Wilson.
Yeah. Are they the best comedic actors of this generation? Who are the best current comedic actors and actresses, and who are the best of all time? I got to say Melissa McCarthy, new Atlanta resident, has got to be up there, right? I
mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah, especially. Jeez. I mean, all time, yes, and on the female side, yes.
Do you feel that heat coming off my undercarriage, Longoria? So funny. So I just throw that out there. Liz joins us in Mayreta. Liz, welcome to the show.
Hey. So real quick, back in the day, Tom Hanks started as a comedic actor. Things like Bachelor Party and The Money Pit, Hysterical, Steve Martin, Eddie Murphy in Bowfinger, anything, Jim Carrey, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, Me, Myself, and Irene. Just today's stars, Amy Schumer.
I like Amy Schumer's stand-up. I have not enjoyed...
The movies are terrible.
The only one that was decent was the one with Bill Hader.
That was okay.
What was that called? Trainwreck?
Trainwreck.
Yeah, that was decent. I love Goldie Hawn. I made it through 15 minutes of that Goldie Hawn movie she was in. Apparently, this latest movie she put out was good, but she's burned me too many times. I'm not going to go pay money to see it.
Nah.
I like her stand-up.
Yeah, her stand-up's good.
But, yeah, as far as comedic actors, never. Carol's in Mableton. Carol, welcome to the program.
Hey.
Hey, Carol.
I just want to say I really do love the show. It reminds me a little bit of the royal treatment.
Oh, that's a great compliment. Thank you.
Well, yeah. Y'all are goofier than royal.
We are goofy, for real.
You stole my Melissa McCarthy, so I guess I would say Kristen Wiig.
Very funny comedic actress, for sure.
And then I like Justin Bateman. He's really dry.
That's a good call. Have you seen him in Ozark?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty dark.
When is that show coming back, by the way? I'm jonesing for Ozark to come back. Filmed also here in Atlanta. Everything's filmed in Atlanta.
People like Atlanta.
Yeah.
If everything's filled in Atlanta, why do we have our guests stay at a hotel in Chicago longer?
I have no idea. All right. We need to change that.
It's cheaper to do
Figure that out. Kevin is incoming. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Well, I tell you, it's funny. You mentioned Goldie Hawn, and I thought you were going to segue into my guy. Used Cars is maybe my all-time favorite movie. And Kurt Russell,
no kidding.
And Captain Ron. I think he's underappreciated as a comedic actor.
You know what? You're absolutely right, because I think most of his most notable roles are dramatic roles. But
right.
I got to put Goldie Hawn up there, too. Chevy Chase combo to me, nothing finer in movie history. I love those two together.
I will tell you, Used Cars is classic, and for those who are of the younger generation, it's worth a watch. It is fantastic.
For all the millennials out there, Used Cars, right. Check it. Can we still call them that?
What?
Schmillennials?
I guess. I don't know. Why wouldn't
you? Not? What's the problem?
I like that.
Yeah. They're a little schmarmy.
Yeah. Schmucky.
Yeah, yeah.
Schmoey. Schmillennials.
Schmillennials.
Schmillennial match game.
If that takes off.
You heard it here first at 7:41 on WSB Radio.
If that takes off, I appreciate that more than the Preach Welks thing.
Yeah. All right. I'm glad that never took off.
Shush. Jim's in Duluth. The Duluth is on fire. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you for having me. I really appreciate the show.
My pleasure, brother.
I'm going to take you way back for the all-time great. Got to go back to Blazing Saddles with Cleavon Little and Gene Wilder.
Yeah, I think Gene Wilder all-time has got to be one of the best comedic actors. You know what's so funny? So last weekend, I guess it was, some TV station played back-to-back Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and then the remake, right? So Willy Wonka is so amazing in that. And I, same thing for the new one, Willy Wonka. I made it like 20 minutes in. I'm like, nope, click.
Yeah, it was too.
It was just too weird.
It had the potential.
Yeah, not the same.
Yeah, not the same. But yeah, I'm with you on that. Gene Wilder is and forever will be the comedic man. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. You got any actors and actresses, Longoria?
Not off the top of my head. No.
I said Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey is very good.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't done a really funny role.
He hasn't done anything in a while.
Did you see his documentary that they just released?
Yeah.
He's a freak show, man.
Really?
Yeah.
He is a freak show.
I'll check that out.
You know what I really liked to his? Liar, Liar. I thought that was an underrated movie.
Best.
Yeah. A lawyer that has to tell the truth. That's fantastic. Great premise. Kelly's in Athens. Kelly, welcome to the program.
Hey.
Hey, Kelly.
Comedic actors now, Paul Rudd and Maya Rudolph.
I love Paul Rudd. I like him a lot.
He's awesome.
I watched 40-Year-Old Virgin this weekend, too. He was so funny in that.
And then all-time Steve Martin and Chris Farley.
Can't argue with that. Cannot argue. Steve Martin, he's such a... I could spend 3 hours talking about Steve Martin, how he quit stand-up at the top of his game. You realize that? Steve Martin he was the number one stand-up, and he just stopped doing it.
Really?
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Well, I guess you want to end on top. I mean,
yeah, but,
you don't want to end. We're like, oh, I went to the.
I don't
want to
get
show.
Into it, but it's an interesting story by Steve Martin at the top of his stand-up game.
Oh, yeah.
Just stopped doing it.
Yeah,
it's crazy, crazy story. We'll do that another time. Russ in Gainesville.
Russ, come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
Welcome to the program, Russ. What's cooking, brother?
Hey, buddy. My favorite, I'm going to say probably Richard Pryor for stand-up. But I'll tell you something. You know, my dad was a comedian. And he told me one time, he said the funniest guy he'd ever been around, if he's uncensored, believe it or not, was Tim Conway.
Really?
Oh, my dad thought he was just hilarious.
I mean, I loved him, but I didn't think Tim Conway worked blue. That's breaking news right there. All right, Russ.
Yep. My girlfriend likes George Carlin, but hey.
No, we're not talking about stand-up comedians. We're talking about comedic actors, so...
Pryor was in some movies.
Yeah, no, definitely Richard Pryor, definitely. Carlin did a couple of things later in life. He did a kid show, too, with the trains or whatever that was.
Yeah, Thomas the Train.
Thomas the Train.
Was the conductor.
Were you named after Thomas the Train?
I was not named after Thomas
okay.
the Train.
Okay. Who are you named after? Is that a family
My
name?
My grandfather.
Charlie?
Charles.
Charles?
My real name's Charles.
What did they call you growing up?
Chuck. Charlie.
All right. So I'm all right with low T Chuck.
People, oh, yeah. You're fine.
You're used to that.
I just love the first time I ever met you. You're like, what's your name, Charlie? I'm not calling you that.
Did I say that?
The very first time I ever met Mark. Like, I had no idea who he was. I'm not calling you that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
We did it right over there in the hallway. Pete introduced us, and he said, what's your name? I said, Charlie, I'm not calling you that. I was like, nice. Oh, okay.
I have no recollection of that. Chuck is that's a more masculine.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Better radio name. Yeah. Chuck. Chuck is, you know, Charlie's like, Charlie. Yeah, Joey's in Atlanta. That's a good name. Joey, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. How are you, sir?
Hey, what's up, Mark, man? I got to go with my guy, man, Eddie, man. Eddie Murphy, man. Yeah. He just makes some classic, funny movies, man. Then I got to go with my other guy, Bill Murray.
He's an all-timer for sure, too.
Oh, Bill Murray, man, from Caddyshack to What About Bob to...
And you what's so funny, like, he has successfully made the transition, too, to serious actor. That's a tough thing to do, to go from being known only for, like, Stripes and Meatballs and all these knee-slapping comedies to actually doing serious stuff. He played FDR, for God's sakes. Yeah. I mean, like, but Eddie Murphy ruled the 80s. He was...
Yeah, I mean, if you get that Eddie Murphy-Arsenio Hall combination, like Harlem Nights and Coming to America...
Harlem Nights, like Coming to America, Beverly Hills Cop, 48 Hours. Yeah, I mean, Eddie Murphy, Michael Jackson... And Michael J. Fox, they owned the 80s. Those are the three guys that owned the 80s. And Madonna, I guess, for pop music, maybe. Women. Scott's up next on the program. Hello, Scott.
Hey, man. Bill Murray, definitely top. But I just got the car, but what about Robin Williams?
Yes, absolutely. But, rest in peace.
But you were talking about Steve Martin. He dipped out from comedy, but he's like number one banjo record in the world ever.
Well, he used to, I don't know if you ever listened to his old comedy albums. I did growing up. I loved him. My buddy, my parents didn't have him. My buddy EJ did. And we'd go over and listen to Steve Martin and Red Fox albums. And just, he would play the banjo on. So good. Well, you know what? This Friday, Longoria, see if you can dig up the Steve Martin interview I did a couple years ago. We'll play that this Friday.
Okay.
You're not going to do it?
No, I'll do it.
He shook your head and said, yeah, I'll do it.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, I'll do it. And he's shaking his head. We should have all these interviews, right? Eventually,
yeah, they're all in the.
When markarum.com gets launched in 2047,
around your retirement date.
All of these will be posted eventually, we hope. All right, we got one segment to go. It's going to be tough to guess the movie soundtrack, but if you know it, call now. Oh, Chuck's already closed up the phones. 404. All right, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Guess this movie soundtrack and the best comedic actors now and of all time. On Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. It's Movie Monday on The Mark Arum Show.
Another bride, another groom, another sunny.
Final set of Movie Monday, and then we're going to replay the governor debates here from 8 to 9 on WSB. We have a movie guest, Mike and Marietta. Mike, what soundtrack has Longoria been playing?
Honeymoon in Vegas.
Is it Honeymoon in Vegas, Longoria?
It is not Honeymoon in Vegas.
You're the only guest we have, Mike, so I'm going to give you the prize pack anyways. How's that?
Oh, that's great, man.
And I'm very jealous.
Last but least, don't forget Rodney Dangerfield as a comedic actor.
Absolutely. What movie soundtrack was it, Longoria?
Sleepless in Seattle. It's the 25th anniversary coming up this week.
Now you tell me. We could have talked about Sleepless in Seattle. All right. Hang on the line, Mike. Low T's going to get some info. If you don't want this prize pack, I will take it. You have won a pair of Sunday tasting tent tickets to the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival May 31st through June 3rd at Piedmont's Parks Promenade. Sunday tasting ticket tents, tent tickets. That's fantastic. I want to go to that. I want those tickets. TJ's in Douglasville. TJ, real quick, what do you have on a Movie Monday?
Billy Crystal, City Slickers, When Harry Met Sally.
I can't argue with that. I love me some Billy Crystal. You know what's weird? Mm. Everyone's doing old school guys. There's no current.
Yeah, I know.
Not many current comedic actors that jumping out to the forefront. David's up next on the program. Hello, David.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, brother?
Hey, I'd say Robin Williams for the best all-time movie comedian.
Yeah.
And Good Morning Vietnam for the movie guest.
That's a classic for sure. Robin Williams, we were robbed of many, many years of amazing work from him. Susie's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Susie.
Hey, did anybody mention Caddyshack?
No. But who's your? I mean, there's a lot of great comedic actors in there. Who's your favorite in that movie?
I love Dan Aykroyd, but Rodney Dangerfield was in it. Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
Great movie.
I went to college in the early '80s, so.
Judge Smalls was my favorite character in that. Yeah. All right. You got any favorite current ones?
Yeah, I can't.
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, she's good. I like
Steve
her.
Steve Carell's good.
Yeah.
I like Steve Carell talking about 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything in a while, though.
No. But, I mean, there's not many out there, I guess, right now. Mm-hmm. Or are we just too old?
We're probably just too old.
We've aged out of it.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the schedule. 8 o'clock, we're doing the debate. Tomorrow, I'll be off. Erickson's going to be filling in for me doing primary coverage. And then Wednesday, I'm off again for, I'm going to see Hamilton.
Yeah.
But I think Doug and Smiler are going to do a traffic show.
They are doing a traffic show.
So you'll be in good hands. But I'll be back live on Thursday and Friday.
And I'll be here.
And Longoria will be here because he's stoic as ever. Mm. Let's do the star of the show, Longo.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum star of the show?
Longo, you were fantastic as always. Chuck, you were you. I was decent, but star of the show tonight goes to my sweet mama, who celebrates her blankety-blank birthday today. So my mom, her and Ella are the only ones that listen to the show every day, as far as I know. And Russ, I guess. My mom, Russ, and Ella.
Mm-hmm.
Our three biggest fans. So happy birthday to my mom. She gets star of the show. Enjoy it, Mom. Enjoy it. Happy birthday to you. Does this count as a call? Do I still have to call her?
You probably still have to call her.
I'll still have to call her. Okay. Yeah. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. I'll be back live Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.